Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. We've got winter weather tonight for the Northeast. Heavier mountain snows over the Poconos into the Hudson Valley. Winter weather advisories there, too, for hazardous travel. And winter hangs on out west in the Sierras. But generally, lots of nighttime rain for most of the southeast quadrant of the country, and nothing severe right now. So, what's your weather tomorrow? We stay at home with more winter weather expanding to the northeast. Hey, we can make snowmen. So snow even down the coast from Massachusetts northward. Otherwise, it's locally heavy rain from the spine of the Appalachians to Virginia and the Carolinas. Lighter rain south almost to the Gulf. Heads up for strong to severe storms over Oklahoma tomorrow. And the next Pacific system starts to work inland with mountain snows and valley rains west of I-25 all the way to I-5 and wet for most of the immediate west coast. Plus, there's no extreme cold, and it will be getting warmer later in the week. Your local forecast is coming up, and if you've got questions, email bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
It's a pretty exciting show. This is what American radio is supposed to be. It's live at 7 minutes past the hour, 7 minutes past the hour with Walter Sterling. You and I are in our media rooms, otherwise known as 18-wheelers or minivans or, what the hell, hatchbacks. Those are the most hideous inventions of our time. I saw something that had a Porsche name on the back of it, and it said hatchback. I'm like, this is a Porsche? It's embarrassing. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a real doctor. He is a cardiologist, and because he doesn't want stress, he's based in Orlando, Florida, where it hit 89 degrees this week, therefore proving the value of a medical degree. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is going to give us no-nonsense answers, because I was watching TV this week, as you were, and all I saw were doctors with nonsense answers. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, welcome to the fastest growing show in network radio. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Where's Dr. Ken?
Hello.
Hey, you got to talk. When I say, hey, Dr. Ken, then you talk.
I'm here. Can you not hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Oh, I was talking. I'm glad
you hear
me.
Then I need a discrep report. I want a written discrep report. How the heck didn't I hear you? Because there you are, a man of science, a man who passed organic chemistry, and I didn't hear you. Now, anybody who passes organic chemistry knows how to talk. Let's start again.
Let me start over and just
start
say,
again.
It's great to be with you, and I'm hopefully going to help you answer whatever questions you have.
It is an embarrassment. Whenever I watch TV and I see official doctors being interviewed for 3.5 minutes, and I'm like, they're lying. Every time I see some of them, I think they're lying. But Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist of note based in Orlando, Florida. Now, Dr. Ken, this nonsense, make it make sense for me, because over 30,000 Americans died of the flu this year, and nobody mentioned it. And now, like, 180 people died in New York, and this is calling out the National Guard. I'm really confused here, Dr. Ken. Help me out.
Well, Walter, it's not that things are so bad right now. It's just that we're trying to avoid being Italy, and we want to look like South Korea. We just want to get ahead of the curve, because one person in a few weeks can transfer this to several million. And if we act like South Korea and do some social distancing, we're going to get a hold of this. This is not going to be viral Armageddon. 99% of us are going to survive this. And if we can keep the numbers low, we'll do fine.
The only thing I want to be like South Korea is their cell phone system. They have a breathtaking cell phone system, absolutely amazing. We've never wanted to be like Italy, except for a small part of Rome. The rest of it you can keep. That's not new goals. Those are not new goals. We've always had those. I'm trying to understand What's so unique about this? This confuses me. Explain the My Coronavirus to me, please.
Well, what's unique about this is we just don't know about it. We don't know where it's going to go. Coronavirus has been around for a long time. It's a cold virus. It's a seasonal virus. And yes, we've had some new viruses. We had the swine flu in 2009, which killed about 12,800 Americans. We had H2N2 in 1957, which killed 100,000 Americans. So these things have been here. And the flu, where we even had a vaccine in 2017, 2018, killed almost 60,000 Americans. And like you're saying, we couldn't get anyone interested. I think we saw the videos come out of China early. It scared people. And this is a very serious problem in Italy. Almost 800 people in one day have died. So we want to get ahead of this. We don't want to turn into Italy. And it's not that things are so bad is why we're trying to close everybody off and bring our economy to nothing for a few weeks. It's not that it's so bad right now. We want to prevent that. You know, these words that we're using, flatten the curve, social distancing, everybody's going to put them on the tip of their tongue. And it really is an important thing. And we can turn this around if we just do a little bit of distancing for a few weeks. And in a month or two, this might be gone. What really excites me about this, Walter, is earlier in the week, in a real journal, the International Journal of Antimicrobial Agents, there was a real publication, I read it myself, using an old drug for malaria, hydroxychloroquine, and a Z-Pak. You combine those two drugs, and it was given to six patients, and all six were totally free of virus. These were six patients in the hospital with this virus. Six of these patients getting both drugs 6 days later were totally free of the drug. And this was published in a peer-reviewed journal done by very good clinical scientists. This was real science. This was not an empiric study. So this will be broadened. They already have 1,500 patients at the University of Minnesota on this. I think this is going to really turn things around. This is very optimistic.
Yes, but when you keep saying turn things around, turn things around, turn things around, I don't see any numbers suggesting that there is a problem today that's any bigger than the normal flu or malaria, of which there are 200 cases in New York City.
Well, the concern is that in Italy, the demand and the supply for critical care beds is out of proportion. So they don't have enough supply to take care of the critically ill in Italy. And critical care doctors are deciding who's going to live and who's going to die. So if you're over 80 in Italy and you're needing a critical care bed, you're dying. And that's what we're trying to avoid. It's really happening right now in Italy. And they have a higher ratio per person of critical care beds than we have in America.
I don't see anything analogous between our situation and our healthcare system in America and in Italy. And I have a key question for you about that in just seconds. We're with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken is a major important cardiologist, not one of these jokey TV doctors that I've been tortured with all week. He has major credentials. He's saved a zillion lives. He's based in Orlando, Florida. And I have one or two more questions for him that I suspect you will find intriguing and compelling. My name is Walter Sterling, live on a Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday. Now that you're not going out and that no one will come and see you, it leaves us time to focus on ourselves. And that means not just plucking eyebrows, but the pain that you and I suffer day to day. Now, when you're busy and you're running around after your kids, you got to go to work, you don't even have time to pay attention to it. It's just your pain. You don't have to have pain. You and I don't have to have pain. One day I said, you know, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the aches in my joints and in my back. I'm going to get rid of them. And I had heard about CBD products. CBD products are made from the hemp plant. They're a product distilled from the hemp plant that have the power to eliminate pain in many people and many situations. I went online, I looked for CBD products, and I found some. And I got it, I put it on the joints in my thumbs. And you know when the pain went away? It went away instantly. Then I noticed, where did I get this stuff? And it was from CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. That's right. I bought the first CB Distillery products, not because they were sponsors, but because I needed the relief. CBDistillery.com. They have oils, salves, creams, sticks. You just apply it to wherever there is pain. And in my case, it went away instantly. Now you're thinking, in my case, it's not going to go away instantly. Well, try it. You don't know. How do you know if you don't try it? Or you can sit in your pain. Put in the promo code Walter. Put in the promo code Walter and get 20% off at CBDistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Now that you're stuck inside with him all day. Yeah, you're stuck inside with him all day. It's about time that he becomes more entertaining. And that's where you need ForHims.com/Walter. ForHims makes great products for men, including generic erection medicine. That's right. Why do you need medicine to get an erection? Because sometimes at some points in life, it becomes a medical issue. You can help out your man by giving him ForHims.com/Walter. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday. No monkey was harmed.
Well, coming up in just seconds, I think we've all had enough of the conversation about the My Sharona virus. And therefore, 35 past the hour, you and I are going to talk to Denny Somach, who's just written a new book about what other rock stars have to say about the Beatles. We'll have some amazing audio. We'll have a great conversation, a little break in the My Sharona virus conversation. Dr. Ken is an important cardiologist based in Orlando, Florida. He's saved thousands of lives, and he's no nonsense. He's not one of those TV doctors. Now, let me ask you something, Dr. Ken. You keep talking about the Italian medical system. Never once before in America have we cited the Italian medical system for anything. Therefore, I don't know why it keeps coming up now. Or South Korea, where they make great cell phones and really interesting fashions for teenage girls. But other than that, I don't know. Let's talk about America. And in America, when I keep hearing about how we're dragging out 40,000 face masks and 180,000 mat suits, and there'll be need for 200,000 new hospital beds for Andrew Cuomo to personally inspect himself, I'm like, what the hell is this? There's no number that equates to this amount of effort. Explain it to me, please, Lucy.
Walter, I don't think it's so much the Italian system of health care, because this is mostly in northern Italy, which actually has some good medical schools. I think it's how the Italians live, and I don't want to make any too many generalizations, but the population is one of the oldest populations in the world, and also Italians tend to live in generations together, and we think the younger have minimal symptoms and transmit it to the older people who are not tolerating it well. So that's a perfect petri dish for people not to do well. And we know Italian culture is very social and huggy and close and tight, and this is what spreads around, a very infectious bug. And the South Korean cultures, the Asian cultures, are a lot more fastidious, and I think that just by how they live their lives is doing things better, not so much the medical system. And that's why I think in New York City right now you're seeing an acceleration of it, because of how tightly knit everybody is there. And I think people are not taking it as seriously as they should, and why the governor was screaming today at them.
Well, 888-688-WALT. I thought, you know, I'm not going to take calls with Dr. Ken, but I see we're getting calls and they're probably good questions. So if you have a question for Dr. Ken Kronhaus about the My Sharona virus and a no-nonsense answer, he's going to give you a no-nonsense answer. He's not one of these TV doctors. I don't have TV doctors on. That's the number to call. His number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Except Dr. Ken. I see photos of Manhattan. I lived in Manhattan most of my life, and there's nobody on the streets. There's nobody on the sidewalks. There's no dense population. In fact, if you go to suburbs, you'll see more dense population waiting in line at Taco Bell. Eric, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, talking to Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-688-WALT. Hello, Eric.
Hi, thank you for having me on. And I know on this coronavirus situation, I know it's unfortunate how you'll see some biased reporting in the media. And
you are the media. And you're on the air, and you're the media. I'm on the air. I'm the media. Have I been biased?
You haven't been biased at all. You're trying your very best to keep it informative, but I just think the out of control rhetoric and then people making light of it. I know that is something I really think is just so tacky, and I would think they know better than to do that, knowing how serious this is.
Well, go ahead.
Eric, let's not make light of it, but let's not panic because we just want to stay ahead of it. And there is some real hope for a treatment that's going to be available next week, and I think if we just do a little bit of social distancing for a few weeks, we're going to make a big move in this. And again, 99% of us are going to survive this, and most of us, 80%, are going to have mild symptoms, maybe moderate at most.
All right, thanks very much, Bye. Eric. Thanks for calling 888-688-9258. What's weird, doctor, is that the pathology of this My Sharona virus is dramatically different with each person. Some people die immediately. Some people sneeze. There doesn't seem to be a pattern to it, which I know this sounds crazy, but to me impacts its credibility. Let's go to Wichita Falls, Texas. And Carl, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Carl.
Hey. Hi.
Hey.
I was just wanted to ask the guy, your specialist there, your doctor.
Dr. Ken.
Yeah. What does he think about using a little more preventive measures like ozone, disinfectants, and UV sterilization units that can catch this bug?
I think UV sterilization for airplanes is a great idea. We use them in intensive care for a long time. I would not do it yourself. I think all of us, all we need to do is just practice some social distancing right now. And if you have a cold, don't call the doctor. Stay home. Only call the doctor if you have serious symptoms like you can't breathe, or the other thing is you have acceleration. You wake up in the morning, you feel a little bit of symptoms, an hour later it's getting worse, and each hour it gets much worse, much worse. That's when you want to call and think about going to the ER. But if you go to the ER, call first so they're waiting for you. But most of us can just stay at home with this, and you'll do fine.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks very much for calling.
I
appreciate the call, Carl. Thank you. Swiss watch. Listen, Dr. Ken, I have resentment. I was supposed to fly to Fort Lauderdale this week for the first vacation I was going to have in 5 years. And my children, who are teenagers, gathered round, and my current much younger wife said, we're not going anywhere. You are all risk. And I said, yeah, but. And I'm looking at the seating chart on Spirit Air, and you know what I saw? We would have the plane to ourselves. And I'm looking at the hotel, and I'm thinking, we'd pretty much have the hotel to ourselves, and it was 88 degrees, which has to be better than cold weather. And I'm like, we didn't go. We decided to change it, and we'll go at Thanksgiving. But I have a deep and profound resentment, and therefore, you know what I did? I bought a new tube mic preamp to deal with my resentment, and I'll probably buy one or two other things. However, I'm like, why didn't I go? Couldn't I have gone?
Walter, I like your wife, love you, and you just need to live a boring life for 2 to 3 weeks.
It's so much suffering. Peggy, welcome to Sterling on Sunday in Philadelphia, talking to Dr. Ken. Hi, Peggy. Welcome to the show at 888-688-9258. Hi, Peggy.
Oh, hi. I was wondering how careful we have to be about reading newspapers and bringing in mail.
It's what you have to do is wash your hands. You don't want to put your hands on your face, your nose, your mouth, your eyes. After you touch whatever right now, just wash your hands. Sing happy birthday 2 times, warm water and soap, and then you'll be fine.
All right. Thanks, Peggy. Thanks very much for calling at 888-688-9258. Dr. Ken, have you ever tried to get an 8-year-old to sing happy birthday twice before she's done washing her hands? That alone is a vision of hell, maybe worth the respiratory distress. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, how can a listener get in touch with you?
Sure. 352-735-1400, Lake Cardiology. 352-735-1400. And a little good news, not one person between age 1 and 9 has died worldwide with this virus. So it's a little reassuring to mom and dad.
That is good news, Dr. Ken. You are a good friend of mine. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. Thank you very much. 888-688-WALT. Coming up, you and I are going to talk with Denny Somach, who has written a brand new book. Now, don't be put off by the fact that he's actually written a book, and you have not, nor have I. But he has amazing research. That's a bad word, too. He has amazing revelations. There you go. He has amazing revelations about what other rock stars have to say about the Beatles. And it's fascinating, just like the gas that I spit up now. It's a full-service show, ladies and gentlemen. We do so much more than most people do. Most people say, Democrats are bad. That's pretty much all they say. And then they whine that I repeat parts of a story so you can enjoy it again. They cry to me about that. Meanwhile, they'll waste hours listening to other hosts who do only screaming at the Democrats for 3 hours straight. These things confuse me. All right, Denny Somach is coming up. Plus, we have our astonishing review of public radio. It's called The Usual Edition. It's just a big show. 888-688-WALT. If you've been stuck in the house all week and you're frustrated and you're annoyed, call and let's just get it out. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Great email question this week from St. Louis about the parade of storms crossing the country. And that's very typical for spring as the sun migrates farther and farther northward, challenging the colder air. And that's creating a regular march of storms, though this year was not as cold. So this year, the threat of severe weather seems to be somewhat limited, except for the Mid-South on Tuesday. The next in our parade will have plenty of volatility to generate strong to severe thunderstorms from northern Mississippi across Muscle Shoals into Tennessee from Memphis all the way to the Cumberland Plateau. That includes Nashville, a real area of concern for Tuesday. And the next storm in the parade starts to hammer the Northwest down to California on Tuesday as well. Wednesday, our storm in the middle of the country pushes east and starts to weaken, followed by a new clipper system for the upper Midwest moving in Thursday through the Great Lakes, while our West Coast system, that finally starts to eject into the Intermountain West, down the Front Range Friday onto the plains. Again, mountain snows and valley rains, and it's all rain from Arkansas up to Minnesota. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, it's 36 past the hour, 36 past the hour with Walter Sterling live on Sunday night. I noticed there are a lot of stations that are airing best ofs. There's no need for you to air a best of. I'm here. I can do a local show for you. I can pronounce the names of your streets. It's not impossible. I've met your hosts, and therefore I know I can pronounce the names of your streets. Well, you know, you put on somebody from out of town, they're going to mispronounce the name of the street. Yeah? I'll tell you what, why don't you act like a manager and give them the names of the streets correctly? That's all you have to do. You know, your surefire way to be dead as a as a DJ in New York City is to go on the air and say Houston Street, big street in the middle of Manhattan. It's not Houston Street, it's Houston Street, but that's how we catch you. That's how we know you're from out of town. Isn't that right, Denny Somach?
Yes, it is. Good evening, Walter. How are you?
Now, name a street in Philadelphia where you're from that people from out of town always get wrong, and that's how you know.
Well, better than a street. How about Bala Cynwyd?
Well, Bala Cynwyd, no one can pronounce. And what's the name of the expressway? What's the name of the expressway?
Expressway to your heart.
No, no. The name. Don't be cute. Play along. What's the name of the expressway? It's not your show. What's the name of the expressway?
76.
No, Schuylkill.
Schuylkill. You're right. But by the way, did you know that the song "Expressway to Your Heart" was written about the Schuylkill?
No, which label's that on?
You know, Expressway to Your
Denny,
Heart, the Soul Survivors.
I asked a question. Yeah. I asked a question. What label is that on?
Crimson Records.
Are you sure?
It was a first Gamble and Huff production.
Wow. There you go. All right, here's our expert. He wrote A Walk Down Abbey Road, NWA, A Walk Down Abbey Road, NWA, City of Westminster in England, London. And he wrote a book about the perspective of other rock stars about the Beatles. Did you interview all these people?
Yes, I did, and it took me 30-plus years.
Which was the most horrendous interview experience that you had? The interview experience where you went, I will never talk to this person again.
I never really had one of those, but the one regarding the Beatles, obviously it's not in the book because he wouldn't talk about it, told me he didn't like the Beatles, was a guy named Jeff Beck, the guitar player.
Now, why didn't he like the Beatles? Was it because he was too cute?
I don't know. I just think he was, that's the way he felt about everybody, so I didn't press him.
And who
but all the other interviews are great.
No, they weren't all great. Don't give me a show business answer. Who was the most generous? But who was the most generous with their answer in terms of giving you the time and the courtesy you have earned?
Billy Joel and Elton John.
Isn't that amazing? Here are the two big guns, and it's fascinating.
Right.
It's fascinating that in every facet of show business, the biggest gun in whatever sector it is the nicest person.
That's true.
It's true, because they will, because people will help them. The people around them won't let them screw up because they're so nice.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right, now,
I agree.
Let's go right there. When you asked Billy Joel about his feelings toward the Beatles, his impressions of the Beatles, what were some of the things he said? Oh, wait, you have audio for this, don't you?
Yes, I do. And he'll tell you how the Beatles changed his life when he saw them on the Ed Sullivan Show.
All right, let's play the Beatles cut.
Okay.
He lived near Cold Spring Harbor, and I lived on this near the same body of water. And I could see his house, and I thought, gee, it would be great just to meet him and say hello, and maybe I'll just go by there one day and knock on the door. But I really respected the man's privacy, and I know he was hounded by a lot of people. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to just admire him from afar. And after his death, the guy who had worked with him told me that John used to like to row a boat, and they used to row past my house, and John wanted to come say hello to me. And that John had told him he liked my music, which absolutely knocked me out when I heard that. I didn't even know if he was aware of me. Of course, you think like that. You don't know if other people are aware of your music. And I really kind of regret not having met him, because I think it would have been nice.
Yeah, that's the part where he talks about wanting to meet John Lennon.
And what did Elton John say?
Well, Elton John talked about, he wrote a song, he's Sean Lennon's godfather, and he and John were very close, and he didn't know what to do after John was shot, and he wanted to write a song, so he wrote some music, and he gave it to Bernie Taupin, who's his songwriting partner, and they wrote a song called Empty Garden, and that's what Elton's talking about here, why he
wrote it.
All
right, let's listen to the cut from Elton John.
When John was killed, I wanted to write something, but I'm not very good with words, so I decided to just let it pass. And also, I didn't want to release something right at them just straight afterwards. And then Taupin came up with this song, which he didn't really give to me, so I just found it. And it says everything that I wanted to say, but without sort of being too obvious, and I'm real pleased with it. It's called Empty Garden. Hey, hey, Johnny.
Of all of the people that you talk to, all the rock stars that you talk to about the Beatles, do you recall anything that was particularly profound that you sat back and went, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he thought that. I can't believe it. Please share that with us. Denny Somach.
Yes, I will tell you, and this happened 2 years ago. I was in New York. I went to a press conference at the famous Electric Lady Studios, which was Jimi Hendrix's studio. And they're having a press conference with the Isley Brothers and Santana because they had put out an album together. And I interviewed both Santana and the Isley Brothers. So when I was interviewing the Isley Brothers, I thought, oh, this is going to be great because, you know, the Isley Brothers, their song is Twist and Shout. And that was the first song that the Beatles played that on Ed Sullivan. And they were sort of flattered because the Beatles did one of the songs that they did. So I started talking to Ron Isley, and he's, you know, we're talking about Beatles. And I said, you know, what did you think when the Beatles came out? And he goes, well, I was sitting there with my brothers watching the Beatles on Ed Sullivan like everybody else, along with my guitar player. And I said, really? He goes, yeah, you know, Jimi Hendrix. I said, wait a minute. Jimi Hendrix, who I knew was in the Isley Brothers for about 6 months. I just didn't know when. In other words, you were sitting in your living room watching the Beatles on Ed Sullivan with Jimi Hendrix. And he said, yeah. And he said, we said to ourselves, I guess we don't have to worry. Some of these other bands, the Beatles are going to knock them out of the box. But we have Jimmy. He's a great guitar player, so we're not worried. Plus, the Beatles are doing our songs. I almost flipped out when I heard that Jimi Hendrix was sitting in the living room watching the Beatles and Ed Sullivan with the Isley Brothers. That's in the book.
There were a number of groups at the time who either were automatically dismissive of the Beatles or went,
correct,
oh, my God, we're screwed. But only one group became profoundly competitive with them. And coming up in just seconds, I want Denny Somach to reveal the group that was profoundly competitive with the Beatles. And we'll talk to Denny Somach about that in just seconds. You're listening to Sterling on Sunday. Well, now that we're home, it becomes that much more important to stay safe. We're stuck in the house with the kids, and the kids are always making noise. And then you hear a noise outside. What is that sound? And at 2 a.m, your kid wakes you up and says, Mommy, I hear a sound. And you're like, I'm exhausted. Finally, we can see what's outside, down the hall of the apartment building. We can finally see what's going on with Blink Home Security. Blink Home Security, B-L-I-N-K. Go to blinkprotect.com and put in the promo code Walter. Well, now what is this? This is the security system that you and I have dreamed of. I've had security systems that have wires and those foil tabs on the windows that never work or work at random times, and it's never actually a security issue. Instead, with Blink Home Security, it connects over the internet, no wires, to an app on my phone. And if the camera sees something, it automatically activates the app. That's right, motion sensor automatically activates the app, opens it up, and I can see what's going on instantly. I can put a camera anywhere I want, as many cameras as I want. I put them anywhere. The system starts at $79.99. This is something you need to do now, and this is the perfect time to do it because you're stuck in the house. With the X-T2 model, this is great. It has a speaker in the camera, and right from your app on your phone, wherever you are, you can speak into it and say, get away from those shrubs, you nasty kids, get away from those flowers. I mean, it's springtime, you want to protect the flowers. Or you can yell at the deer, get away from the shrub, get away from the rhododendron. BlinkProtect.com, promo code Walter. BlinkProtect.com, promo code Walter for a big discount. BlinkProtect.com. It works with Alexa, and it's an Amazon company. All right, I want to congratulate my 17-year-old daughter, Dorothy, for getting into 5 out of 6 of the colleges that she applied to. Now, none of them are affordable, but that doesn't matter. The point is that she worked hard, she got into the schools, and I congratulate her. And now she gets to not go to a prom, that's been canceled, not go to a graduation ceremony, that's been canceled, and sit around for the next 2 weeks staring at me thinking that I'm inadequate in some way because she's a teenager. You and I are talking to Denny Somach, who's the author of A Walk Down Abbey Road. A Walk Down Abbey Road. And Denny, over 1,000 years, has interviewed every major rock star there is and asked them, tell me about the Beatles. How do you feel about the Beatles? And I want to know how you feel about the Beatles. And here's your number to call Denny and me, Walter Sterling, at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. If you can find something better on a Sunday night, good luck to you. You know, the Gold Show and the Annuities and You Show, really not so good. 888-688-9258. Denny Somach, tell me the group that felt insanely competitive with the Beatles. They weren't beaten down by them. They felt competitive with them.
Well, I assume, and this is an American group, right? Not, you're not talking about the British group.
It is an American group. It's an American group.
I assume you're talking about the Four Seasons.
I know how the Four Seasons resented them, but they didn't step up creatively and say, we're going to beat them. Who did that?
Gosh, you got me. I don't remember.
It was Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. The only reason the Four Seasons, because, and you may know this if you're a record junkie,
Only crackpots like you are record junkies.
Well, okay. You asked me about the label for the Soul Survivors. I thought maybe you were. Anyway, the Beatles' early records were not on Capitol Records because Capitol passed on them in this country. They were on a label called VJ Records. And the Four Seasons were also on VJ at the time. And when Capitol finally picked up the option on the Beatles and VJ realized that they were going to lose them, they put out all these albums, The Four Seasons versus The Beatles, where The Beatles are on one side, Four Seasons are on the other side. Yeah. They made like 3 or 4 different albums. So that's what I thought you were referring to.
No. Let's don't footnote me.
Okay, Brian Wilson.
Yes.
Here's what's great about Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson heard Revolver, and he said, oh, my God, I got to top that. And he went out and he did Pet Sounds. McCartney and the rest of the Beatles obviously heard that and said, we got to top that. And they went in and did Sgt. Pepper. So I think that's what you're referring to.
I am. And the fact is that I read that McCartney actually heard God Only Knows in the studio where it had been recorded. He heard it like the day it was done. And he sat there, and in an interview said, I will never be able to do anything that good.
That's true. And in fact, you know, a couple of years ago, the BBC had a poll, the greatest song of all time in the rock thing, and God Only Knows was selected, and people like McCartney endorsed it, and they did a really neat video, which you can see online. But you're absolutely right about that story.
All right, there's Mike in Hot Springs, Arkansas, listening on KARN. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Giant Show at 888-688-9258. You're on with
Hello,
Denny
Walter.
Somach. Hi.
I have something to tell your guest.
Okay.
Jeff Beck did 2 songs by the Beatles. She's a Woman in a Day in the Life, so I don't think he disliked the Beatles that much. I think it was a tribute.
And of course, guesser Jeff Beck got to produce the albums that was on. George Martin, who was the Beatles producer.
Yeah. He was probably the Beatles, really.
Maybe Jeff was just being obnoxious. I don't know.
Or maybe he didn't want to say anything foolish.
Yeah, that could be.
You know, maybe he was overwhelmed by the question. Now, let's talk about some other people.
Did I mention that Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees wrote the foreword to the book? And their stories, each of the Monkees are also in the book. But Mickey, particularly, when I talked to him, I said, would you like to write the foreword? And he said, oh, man, I would love to. And that's how I got Mickey to write the foreword.
These people were all very generous with you, Denny Somach. They all revealed a great deal both about their feelings toward the Beatles, but also a great deal about themselves in the book called A Walk Down Abbey Road. What was the most surprising thing said? What was the revelation where you walked away? I can't believe he said that. What was that, Denny?
Oh, boy. There's so many interviews in the book. I'm trying to... I don't know what to say. They were all so many great stories. Like, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
Denny.
Everybody had a great story. Oh,
now,
yes.
if you're gonna do the book tour, you got to have these answers ready. You got to have these professional.
All right, I got the story.
There you go.
Because there's so many. Here's a great one. Roy Orbison. Okay, Roy Orbison told me, and he was a big star, you know, before the Beatles came out.
Huge.
He went over to England. He was the headliner. The Beatles were the opener. He gets to England on the plane. And he is wearing his prescription sunglasses as he comes out and realized that he forgot to bring his regular glasses. So he had to do his appearances with his glasses on. That's why he became famous for the sunglasses. But that's part of the story. The other thing was, after the first date, and the Beatles just were so unbelievable, he saw them. He said, from now on, I'm opening the show, and the Beatles are closing. I can't follow this.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool for a performer to say, you know what, I'll be the opening act. I'll be like Debbie Gibson. I'm not going to come on second. But there's one thing I just wanted to mention. I wanted to know as an expert how you felt about this. Whenever I see a McCartney interview, whenever I see Paul McCartney, I'm struck by two things. Number one is that he's sober and sane and knows who he is. Mm-hmm. He's rooted on earth. We haven't heard any horrible stories. Nobody seems to hate him. For a long time, I thought he was the most powerful man on earth. When he was single, I thought he was the most powerful man on earth, because how would we define that? He had 100% access to the world. Any world leader would agree to see him. Any CEO would agree to see him. He can walk the earth without anybody hating him. He has all the money he could possibly need. And when he was single, any woman would have slept with him. That's how I define power. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see where you're going. Absolutely.
Right. And now he's sitting there, and I almost look at him like, okay, he knows who he is. He knows he's not going to mess with this. He's going to leave that gestalt alone. And when I watch him now being interviewed now, it's almost as though he is putting the boomer generation to bed and tucking them in and saying goodnight. Like it's his job.
That's a great analysis.
He's singing them lullabies. He's telling them nice, safe stories. He's letting them know it's okay. Whatever they wanted to know, now he'll tell them. He sort of is tucking in the boomer generation. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I have to interview you for my volume two.
Hey, Denny Somach, thank you so much for being on Sterling on Sunday. I appreciate it. The name of Denny Somach's book is A Walk Down Abbey Road, NW8, City of Westminster.
That's just a sign. You know that's the street sign, right?
Yeah, I went to college.
Okay, that's not the title, but that's it. Right. By the way, did I mention it's available on Amazon right now?
Congratulations to you. Thank you for being on Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you for having me on, Walter. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for being on Sterling on Sunday. Coming up, you and I will review the horror show known as Public Radio. That's in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I'm live, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. We've got winter weather tonight for the Northeast. Heavier mountain snows over the Poconos into the Hudson Valley. Winter weather advisories there, too, for hazardous travel. And winter hangs on out west in the Sierras. But generally, lots of nighttime rain for most of the southeast quadrant of the country, and nothing severe right now. So, what's your weather tomorrow? We stay at home with more winter weather expanding to the northeast. Hey, we can make snowmen. So snow even down the coast from Massachusetts northward. Otherwise, it's locally heavy rain from the spine of the Appalachians to Virginia and the Carolinas. Lighter rain south almost to the Gulf. Heads up for strong to severe storms over Oklahoma tomorrow. and the next Pacific system starts to work inland with mountain snows and valley rains west of I-25 all the way to I-5 and wet for most of the immediate west coast. Plus, there's no extreme cold, and it will be getting warmer later in the week. Your local forecast is coming up, and if you've got questions, email bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Nova Scotia government interference and Smith's Cove. Dead. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, Velo Hool has a report on the curse of Oak Island. And the curse of Oak Island is that there is nothing there. There is nothing on Oak Island. You've seen that show on the History Channel, the most watched show on cable. There's nothing at Oak Island. That's the curse. Oh, wait, why are they there? More commercials per hour than any talk radio station are on cable. You know, don't whine to us about the commercials here until you watch cable. Count the number of commercials on The Curse of Oak Island. Count the number of commercials on Pawn Stars. Count the number of commercials on any one of those silly little cable shows you like. And you will be stunned at how many hemorrhoid constipation commercials there are. And what is this whole industry for type 2 diabetes? Why is there this whole industry for type 2 diabetes medicines? Because if you have type 2 diabetes, that's up to your doctor. You can't walk into a drugstore and just buy some of those off the shelf. Those are complicated medications. I'm very confused by so many things. Now, I know what you did the past week. You sat in home and you had this secret thought. Well, I had this secret thought, and the secret thought was, this is my lifestyle. This is what I've dreamed of doing, sitting at home and having things delivered. All right, let's go over the news. Here are some of the headlines that are taking place right now about the Mycorona virus. Paper money shunned for fear of virus spread. In a world suffering from a pandemic, cash is no longer king. How do you feel about that? I don't want to touch paper money. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. What you should know about wearing gloves and a mask if you can't work from home. The outbreak means many are working from home. For those who can't, there are public health experts who say there are best practices for hand washing and gloves. What are the best practices? Sing happy birthday twice while you're washing your hands. That's it. Hawaii, a real state, will quarantine all arrivals for 2 weeks due to the virus. This is the best news ever. I'm going to go to Hawaii. Oh, gee, I'm stuck here for 2 weeks. Oh, my gosh. Here's bad news. Neil Diamond updates Sweet Caroline into coronavirus PSA. Hands washing hands. Music legend Neil Diamond offered a free performance of his hit Sweet Caroline, except it had a few updated lyrics, more fitting amid the Mycorona outbreak. Listen, I don't want to ever hear Sweet Caroline ever again. Do you? Do you want to hear that song ever again as long as you live? Do not turn it into a new song. Can I go to the grocery store? That's what many people are asking. What you should know about social distancing. Travel bans and closed borders have put wanderlust on hold as the United States and other countries grapple with a surge of coronavirus. But can I go to the grocery store? And the answer is, if you wash your hands when you come home. 7 states have shelved their primaries. You want a coronavirus test? Here's why your doctor probably won't give you one. And then, let's see. Oh, and there's some poor guy who's stuck having to social distance from his family in his house. In his house. ESPN brings back the Oco with marble racing, axe throwing, and more, because they have no sports to cover. And let me tell you, it couldn't happen to a jerkier group of people. The people at ESPN, I know these people. They make promos that make them look cool and clever and cutting edge. The promos are amazing. To hang out at ESPN is a horrible experience. They have no sense of humor. They have no sense of humor. In my experience, jocks have no sense of humor. Minnesota restaurants offers free meals to those affected with coronavirus. Hope Breakfast Bar in St. Paul, Minnesota, is living up to its name by offering free meals to those quarantined or financially incapacitated from the coronavirus. The restaurant dining room is closed, but delivery continues for those in need. Now, let me tell you why this is confusing to me. I spent most of my life in New York City. Everything delivers all the time. You take your shoes in, they'll deliver it back to you. It's a revolution, revelation to the rest of America that you can deliver. Oh my gosh, you can deliver? Yes. There's a symptom of the coronavirus you may not know. Loss of taste and smell could be crucial symptoms of the coronavirus. Young patients who don't have a cough or fever may experience a loss of smell and taste. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, embarrassing moments from online teaching. Video conferences amid the coronavirus. First rule of teleconferencing, make sure you know what's going on behind you. It turns out that some doctors had embarrassing things going on behind them. And then you jerks on spring break could be super spreaders. You're dancing around on the beach. You're making out on the beach. You're drunk on the beach. And it doesn't kill the virus inside of you, the alcohol, only on the outside. Then you get on a plane. Then you're coughing in the plane. Then you get home. There's your little brother, your little sister, your elderly grandma. You hug them, you kiss them, and what have you done? Selfish son of a bitch. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You know, I'm live on the radio. I am suffering. Now, I do my show from my laundry room. I have always done my work remotely. And I'm going to share some thoughts, some deep thoughts about the phenomena of working remotely, because the fact is that going to work is a brand new phenomena in the history of man. Let's you and I talk about that at 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. I know that you love your husband, your boyfriend, your significant other. And from time to time, you must be puzzled that he doesn't get an erection when he's with you. I mean, you're gorgeous. You smell great. You just bought something expensive to wear. Why? Well, I'll tell you, it's not him. But more importantly, it's not you. There's a medical condition. From time to time, most men have trouble getting an erection. The solution is forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. At forhims.com, they will connect your man with a real doctor who will give him a real prescription if it's appropriate and send it to you in the mail. That's right. The little blue pill is now in generic form that you and I can afford. Finally, forhims.com and then /Walter. Also at 4HIMS, a wide array of terrific products for guys. Try HIMS today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to 4HIMS.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. 4HIMS.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician, will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter.
See website for full details and safety information.
Go to forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. This is a pretty good Sterling on Sunday. I hope you're enjoying it, and I hope you're thinking about safety in your home, because now that you're stuck in your home all day and night, we become oversensitive to little sounds and noises, and now you can check exactly what that little sound and noise is with your Blink home security system. No. This doesn't have wires. It doesn't go to a central office. You don't need some big guy named Mo coming into your home. This is an app on your smartphone. It connects to as many cameras as you want. You put the cameras wherever you want in your home, and you can see what's going on at the garbage cans in the back, at that scary basement window. It's the best system, and it's easy to set up. It's made by Amazon. It works with Alexa. Get the information at blinkprotect.com and then the promo code WalterBlinkProtect.com, promo code WalterBlinkProtect.com, promo code Walter.
Oh, I love Ibiza.
The Usual Edition on remote. Our correspondents are expensing their trips around the world to bring you the latest information on the world. This edition of The Usual Edition is made possible by Distill Your Own. Whatever causes you fear, you can now distill it into hand sanitizer, thanks to Distill Your Own. And by Organics and Us. Finally, herbs are meant to be eaten straight, and by people who don't leave their homes under any circumstance, like you.
Quick, quick, the rich are inconvenienced across America and even Canada. Customers of Trader Joe's are shocked. Select saffron rice is out of stock.
We only had 2 packs of organic strawberries left, so I got 2 packs of those. And I think I got 2 packs of organic frozen blueberries. I got grape. I got, I think, 4 packs of frozen cauliflower. I tried to get whatever I needed to get from Costco and got from Trader Joe's just because I think I'm going to try and bypass Costco. I got 2 packs of this organic ground beef. They were out of the grass-fed.
No grass-fed. This situation is more serious than first imagined. To fully appreciate the pandemic, we go to Public Radio's home base, Yemen, with Jerry Topaz Deka.
Celebrating a quiet day in Yemen, the local people are meditating on the plight of the world and the germs. The germs. They are offering us prayers and odd flatbread made on the sidewalk and licked by dogs, then given to tourists. So authentic. This music is also used in the Yemenese ballet and in their beloved puppet show, Topo Ayotoyo So. There is certainly goodwill between our two companies and two broadcasts. I'm Jerry Topaz Deka. From Public Radio Headquarters, quarantined in Yemen.
Now for international news, we go to Public Radio's team leader, blind reporter Jim Kelly. What happened to St. Patrick's Day?
Greetings from the long green line that used to be known as St. Patrick's Day on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. The sad sight of a pure Irish green line, but no one throwing up on it. Here's one would-be walk of shamer willing to share an authentic thought with our very pricey public radio microphone.
Clean as a whistle.
That's Irish Spring deodorant soap. Gets you fresh and clean as a whistle.
Great to hear those indigenous Irish sounds.
Thank you, Jim. As we hunker down here in Ibiza, we are grateful that the Democrats are managing everything. I'm Rachel Goldstein, Shabazz. Oh, Juan, I'd like a little more brie with my Chablis.
Thank you.
Donato in Westmont, New Jersey, listening on WPHT. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. It must be an honor for you to be with such a big show.
Well, thank you very much for taking the phone call, sir. It's a quite interesting times we are in, but I wish to say, and, you know, before I get called a conspiracy theorist or whatever, you know, terms are thrown that way, I'm not saying you're going to do that. I definitely smell a rat in this whole thing. And it's funny that you mentioned just a few minutes ago about, you know, paperless, having a paperless currency because of the fears of now touching money. And I see where this whole thing is headed. I mean, the globalist bank robbers are pulling their heist right now and crashing the world's economy, which was they started this back in September, actually, and now they have the perfect guys to go under. And the only outcome I see moving forward because of this, and by the way, I heard something really terrifying the other day. This is like 1929 plus Orwell's 84 plus 9/11 on steroids. That's how bad the impact of this is going to be globally. But we are going to move to a one-world currency. There's no question about it. Now, before you any comments on that, I want to let you know I have family in Italy, and there are numerous reports from Italy. I actually spoke with some doctors over there saying that they are absolutely hijacking the numbers as far as people actually dying from this. Almost everyone has had medical issues prior to this, and they don't know what's going on. And this is definitely part of the psychological trauma that mass media is placing upon people, which I think ultimately will get people sick.
That's easily solved. Just don't watch anything or read anything. That's easy to solve. But let's go back to your conspiracy theory, which I happen to believe. I'm just not sure where the conspiracy started or who's running it. I know there's been a push for a long time to get rid of paper money. The fastest way to get rid of paper money is to go, ooh, booga booga, there are germs. That would do it. But you mentioned a few potential sources of the conspiracy. Let me throw out another one. Would you like another one?
Sure.
Because I agree with you. I just don't know what point of the elephant we're touching. I don't know where the source is, but it doesn't make sense. Now, you're from New Jersey, right? Did you grow up in New Jersey?
Yeah, yes, I did, sir, yes.
All right, so did I. And the thing about every New Jersey mother, tell me if this isn't true. Every Jersey mother gives us one gift, and the gift we're given is we know if somebody is a great big phony. We know in 2 seconds better than any other people on the planet if there's something that's just not right. You just better stay away from that. You better stay away from that person. Our mothers gave us phenomenal instincts. They were all Carmela Soprano. They gave us phenomenal instincts of what to avoid and when to smell if something is phony. He's a great big phony. Now, I don't know which is the big phony here, but as I listen to the press conferences and I watch what's going on, I'm like, there's something not adding up. Because as I said to Dr. Ken in the first hour, I said, these numbers don't match the response. We got 30,000 people dying of the normal flu. That didn't make it to the story lineup of ABC World News tonight. That wasn't on the news. 30,000 people died of the flu. There are 200 people with meningitis in New York City. That isn't on 1010 Wins. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, this is devilishly clever as far as the impact of the psychological trauma, which they've been able to inflict upon us. And I think it's very terrifying, the draconian/Orwellian measures that they've been able to, in an instant, pull with pretty much complete compliance by these sheeple. I'm glad you're questioning it, sir. You do have a brain, and you have a God-given intellect, and I think it's great
you're
even allowing people to say that. But I'd like to leave you with this,
yes.
Just to show you that my history degree from Rutgers is not worthless. Let's look at forced famines that took place under the guise of something else. The Irish potato famine, many people believe that was an act of God when that was clearly a forced famine that took place with British troops seizing the potato crops and starving the Irish to death, causing a diaspora of the Irish all over the world. Thankfully, many came to America and helped this country great.
Donato, thank you for the call, but listen to me. The thing that doesn't make sense, here's where the discord is, and thank you for your call. The discord is this, that... Okay, let's agree that there's something else going on here. And then let's look at who could be doing it. It's not any government. I mean, anytime you and I go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, it's clear that any known government can't run a darn thing. Bert in Alaska, I'm so glad you called in from Alaska at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Bert.
Yeah, hi, Walter. Regarding this virus problem, there's one thing I don't hear being mentioned. Are you aware of the term of virus a kill virus vaccine?
Tell me. No, tell me.
Well, at any rate, that's one of the things that, that's what they make, how they make vaccine. They kill it, and at any rate, I don't know the exact process, at any rate, or how they kill it, and that sort of thing. But there's a thing that's done, and I'm sort of a guy who's into alternative medicine and into nutrition approach. At any rate, what this one guy does, he's a...
Oh, Bird, you've upset the monkey. I'm sorry. Maybe we'll test the vaccine on the monkey. I have a monkey in my laundry room. It's easily upset, and I'm sorry you've upset the monkey. My number is 888-688-WALT. Anytime anybody mentions I'm into alternative medicine, it seems that the monkey gets upset, or they say something like, I'm a vegetarian. Very disturbing to the monkey, and I can't afford an angry monkey. That's a hell of a line. I can't afford an angry monkey in the laundry room with me. Yes, I'm in the laundry room. You hear that sound in the background? That's the spin cycle of a washing machine, because I'm actually in the laundry room. It's not a no-spin zone. It's an all-spin zone. We're nothing but spin. 888-688-WALT. I'd love to talk to you about what you've been doing all week. Will you touch paper money? I think it's a good plan to stop touching paper money. And then the other thing that happened this week is I started cleaning things that hadn't been cleaned before, such as that nasty drawer in the refrigerator. The nasty drawer in the refrigerator. Did you clean that? 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Great email question this week from St. Louis about the parade of storms crossing the country. And that's very typical for spring as the sun migrates farther and farther northward, challenging the colder air. And that's creating a regular march of storms. Though this year was not as cold. So this year, the threat of severe weather seems to be somewhat limited, except for the mid-south on Tuesday. The next in our parade will have plenty of volatility to generate strong to severe thunderstorms from northern Mississippi across Muscle Shoals into Tennessee from Memphis all the way to the Cumberland Plateau. That includes Nashville, a real area of concern for Tuesday. And the next storm in the parade starts to hammer the northwest down to California on Tuesday as well. Wednesday, our storm in the middle of the country pushes east and starts to weaken, followed by a new clipper system for the upper Midwest moving in Thursday through the Great Lakes, while our West Coast system, that finally starts to eject into the Intermountain West, down the Front Range Friday onto the plains. Again, mountain snows and valley rains, and it's all rain from Arkansas up to Minnesota. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT. Let's just talk about what you've been doing about the coronavirus, just the experience of sitting indoors. The thing I found is that it has compelled me to clean. I'm cleaning the nasty drawer in the refrigerator and that nasty border at the bottom right before you get to the floor. First time in months I've cleaned that. You may ask, you know, isn't there anyone else in my house who can clean it? No, let's listen to this. When you call in at 888-688-WALT, you get a chance to guess the mystery voice.
So what were we talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
And later on tonight, I'm going to talk about the phenomena that it's, oh my gosh, we're working from home. Not working from home. Working from home was the norm for a very long time. It's new that people are not working from home. And it's fascinating how everybody's, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? Oh, what are we going to do? I don't know. I got to find this phone thing. Judy in Dallas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You have a joke for us? Hi, Judy. Judy calls in each week with a terrible joke, an awful joke, a dad joke. Share that with us for you. Share that with us. Share. Blah, blah, blah. Do it.
Okay, Walter. What do you call a rabbit with fleas?
What do I call what?
A rabbit with fleas.
What do you call a rabbit with fleas?
Bugs Bunny.
That was horrible. That was just horrible. Thanks for calling in, Judy. I appreciate it. At 888-688-WALT. Dan, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, Walter.
I have been able to not stay home because I work for the railroad, and they recently put out a policy that says, you know, if you come out of state or out of country, you have to quarantine yourself. And they give us a little note. We're going to be, you know, told to stay home, and we got to keep this letter on us in case we get pulled over. And, you know, we don't have no choice but to come to work. Thank God they're supplying all disinfectant supplies, but my wife's staying at home, but we can't. They want us to come to work. So.
And how do you feel about that? Now, you're on the railroad. Are you on the trains?
Yes.
What do you do on the trains?
I'm a conductor, so, you know, you just take the train from point A to point B.
The odds of you catching it, therefore, are very small.
Well, just recently they've had three cases where I work in different directions that guys go to. And then they just had one come in the other night, guy come in from Mexico. He got back from Mexico and didn't notify no one. So they had to split the crew up, and they had to get him in a van and send him back home. And the crew that was supposed to relieve that one, they sent them home too because they had to disinfect that engine. So it's kind of high right now with people not adhering to the policy.
Can I tell you about the most bizarre Facebook page? The most bizarre Facebook page. When you get off the phone, you're going to look this up. You won't believe this page. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. On Facebook, if you go to New Jersey Short Lines, New Jersey Short Lines, you will see the strangest Facebook page. Do you know what short lines are?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you share with the listener what short lines are? Because I didn't know they existed.
In terms of railroad?
Yes.
I know we have one short line railroad that comes in to the yard. I don't want to give the name out over the radio. They're a smaller class railroad from what I've heard.
Here, let me explain. In industrial areas, to connect one building at a factory to another building at a factory, or to connect one building at a factory to the main line, there are maybe 100-yard railroads, short lines, with work engines, like on Thomas, with work engines. And all they do are these 100, 200-yard runs. That's it. That's all that's on it. But it turns out in New Jersey, there are dozens and dozens of these railroad lines, New Jersey short lines. But the people who are on Facebook who sign up for this and join it and follow it, they're crazy. They're amazing. They know about every square inch of that track. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate the call, Dan. In Kansas City, listening to KMBZ. KMBZ. Lee in East Falls, Philadelphia. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Lee.
Hello, Walter. You know, I've been listening to you since you came on the air in Philadelphia, and that Beatles segment was incredible. That was just magnificent.
And yet you have never brought me a pizza.
And I never have. You know, I never met you, but I'd love to meet you. But
I'll tell you what. Listen to me.
Yeah.
I love WPHT in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
I love Spike Eskridge, who runs WPHT in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I love everybody at PHT, including... what's his name? Let me show you.
Tom Giordano.
Well, he's way out of my league. He's so much bigger and better than I'll ever be. You know, Mr. In the hallways at PHT, the memo says you must address him as Mr. Giordano, sir. If he passes by you and looks at you, you must say, Mr. Giordano, sir. But odds are he will not look at you. Now, just for the benefit of the rest of America, Dom Giordano is on from 9 to noon on WPHT in Philadelphia, market
he
number
seems
5.
Like a swell, he seems like a swell guy to me.
He won't talk to me.
He will not talk to you.
He'll pass
but
me.
But only Gary Arnell will take you to Chinese restaurant.
Gary Arnell is a host both on and off the air. Get it?
He's a real mensch.
Even if he
needs a psychiatrist, he's a hell of a guy. What I wanted to say was, if I may, this I haven't had this feeling since 9/11, which was, you know, both a good feeling and a bad feeling at the same time, which is the heart is opening up. You know, I tend not to be the kind of person who is, just BS with people, you know. But I find now that when my heart is opening up, and I can, it's like a shared suffering thing, I guess. And I just feel, I almost feel compelled to open up and talk to the person and ask them, you know, how they're doing. Are they stressed out? And I tell them, don't stress out, because it'll lower your immune system. And I think that's half the battle.
Hey, Lee, you're a good guy. Would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Okay. WalterMSterling@gmail. WalterMSterling. Send me an email. Remind me of this call. Next time I'm in Philadelphia, you and I are going to go eat food, okay?
I love it.
All right. Thanks very much for calling, Lee. Thank you. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Coming up tonight, you and I are going to talk about the phenomena of working at home like it's news. It's not news. And how we got to the point where people mostly went to work is really kind of an interesting story. And I'll share those stories with you in just seconds at 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. It creeps up on you. I'm Walter Sterling. CBDistillery.com solves the problems that creep up on us. The problems that creep up on us are the pain in our body. And it doesn't come all at once. The aches in our joints, our knees, our feet, the pain doesn't come all at once, and therefore we don't even realize it until it's, whoa, what is this? What the heck is this? When I developed that pain in my thumbs, I looked for the products that I heard about from the hemp plant. The hemp plant, the marijuana plant, is now legal. You don't need a prescription. You don't have to see a doctor. CBD products. These are products from the hemp plant that you put on your thumb or your joints or whatever is bothering you, wherever your pain is. The pain that wasn't there a few years ago but snuck up on us. And then it goes away. In my experience, when I put on CBD products, I put them on my joints, and the pain for me went away instantly. Maybe not for you. Might take half an hour for you. Believe me, it might not work for you. But why not find out? CBDistillery.com is where I get my CBD products, and I learned that where I get my CBD products matters. CBDistillery.com is a real company. It's not some guy on the street corner also selling incense or a cart in the mall. It's a real company dedicated to refining, distilling, purifying CBD products. Go to the website and see for yourself. It's astonishing. No, go there now. CBD products at CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Put in the promo code Walter. Put in the promo code Walter. CBDistillery.com.
Smith's Cove. The home of many great finds, including the slipway, including the lead cross, including many significant rock formations. Smith's Cove has come to an end on the curse of Oak Island. Nova Scotia took away the permit, and the boys had to release the water back onto the cove as nature intended. But that doesn't mean significant things didn't happen. The guys were digging deep with that new loader, which could technically lift the Empire State Building. And that loader found a tunnel, significant deep bedded wood deep on the island. What does this mean for the curse of Oak Island? Marty Legina, Rick Legina, Alex Legina, all the Leginas feel they're closer now than they've ever been to $500 million in treasure, to the Holy Grail, and to some significant writings by Sir Francis Bacon. This show is more needed than ever. For your Curse of Oak Island update, this is Vila Hool for Sterling on Sunday.
Anyone but you.
So Kenny Rogers dies this week.
We've been through everything.
And like a good host, I looked up Kenny Rogers because I love this song. And I'll tell you a secret about this song. I'm like, what? You ready? Kenny Rogers had 5 wives.
The sweetest days I've found with you through the years. I've never been afraid. I love the life we've made.
That's the best version. That's the best version of Through the Years. And Through the Years was his best song. Nobody liked The Gambler. Sorry, Kenny. Nobody liked The Gambler. All right, let me tell you a secret. In radio, radio secrets for you. In radio, we test the music. We bring in listeners. We say, listen to these songs and let us know if you like them, hate them, love them, or are sick of them. Through the Years, always tests in the top 10, whether it's country or adult contemporary, which, by the way, is a format I invented and get no credit for. Everybody's kissing up to Lee Abrams. Kiss up to me. I invented the money format, but I digress. This song is always in the top 10. Five wives. He had 5 wives. The last one he had for 22 years. So I guess he got serious at some point. But some of them were like, you know, an hour. He had some of them an hour. But I've never heard anybody say a bad thing about Kenny Rogers. Did you? Anyway, that's an astonishing fact. 5 wives. I can't even imagine that. Just the price of the weddings would kill me. And you know he paid for them. You know he paid for them. There's no way that the Mrs. Rogers family got together and chipped in for the catering hall. That didn't happen. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, lets you and I talk about the life under the virus, how that's going for you. And if I could only find the call screener, I would share with you the very next call, but I can't find it. I've got way too many windows. Perhaps you boys would whisper a name to me. Would you, Dad, be like, it would be like a casino show. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This phenomenon, it's a very interesting phenomenon where everybody's going, oh, you know, I'm going to work from home. What are you going to, how is that news? Let's go back in time. At about 1900, the only people who left home to go to work was like that caller who called us a few moments ago, who worked at the railroad. At the turn of the century, the largest employer in America was the Pennsylvania Railroad. And most of those people worked out on the track, maintaining the track, running the railroads, running the switches. Very few of them were in office. There were a few in the counting house, but not many. There was no HR department for the Pennsylvania Railroad. Oh, you don't want to do that? You're fired. That was their whole touchy-feely system, and that was a better system. Why am I not going to find this? I'm not, you know that? You know, I'm just going to sit here. Why am I finding ads for, I'm looking at my computer. Why am I finding ads for Crate and Barrel? I don't want ads for, oh, here it is. Okay, we're good. But most people stayed at home. Now, I'm going to share with you something that's not politically correct. What I'm going to share with you is the fact until 1970, about 90% of moms stayed at home. Elementary schools didn't have cafeterias because kids went home for lunch. Moms stayed home. Why did moms leave house to go to work? When did they start to go to work? It was in the early 70s. And the reason they went to work was not a social movement. It was a Richard Nixon movement. It was called the wage price freeze. And the wage price freeze destroyed families because all of a sudden the only way anybody could afford a house was if mom and dad worked. All of a sudden the only way anybody could afford a home is if mom and dad worked. That was from about 1970, 1975, when gas went through the roof, oil prices went through the roof, and it was like, whoa. But there's more to it than that, and you and I will share that in just seconds. You are on Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Is that me?
Yes, but if you have your radio on, I'm going to say goodbye.
No, radio's off. Let me get off the speaker. Is that better?
That is the way you're supposed to behave as a talk show guest.
Okay. You mentioned that when I heard you mention that Kenny Rogers had five wives, I said to myself, I have to call in. I would just like to share with you the definition of a bachelor.
Yes.
A bachelor is a guy who never makes the same mistake once.
Well, see, and then he failed at that. How many wives have you had?
One. I'm cured.
How's that going?
What's that?
Your marriage.
No, I was married. I'm divorced.
Oh, and how long were you married?
I was married for 6 years.
That's enough.
And you ask, you know, what have I been doing? What are people doing, you know, as shut-ins? I've been playing Roy Buchanan music all day long.
Who the heck's that?
A guy I used to, he's a guitar player, and I used to, when I was a piano player, I used to play in a band with him.
Thank you for your call.
I guess you never heard of him?
No, thank you for the call. I appreciate the call. 888-688-WALT. I want to know, you know, what have you been doing? Because I believe that aberrant behavior takes place when you're stuck in the house for long periods of time. In my case, my aberrant behavior, and that's an SAT word, my aberrant behavior is I've been cleaning out the nasty drawer in the refrigerator and yet receive no thanks from my current much younger wife and no thanks from my teenage daughters. Nothing. I cleaned out that nasty drawer, which always has a secret mold. There was a secret mold in there, and I got rid of it. I've got more spectacular, unbelievable show for you in just seconds.
To the Northeast. Hey, we can make snowmen. So snow even down the coast from Massachusetts northward. Otherwise, it's locally heavy rain from the spine of the Appalachians to Virginia and the Carolinas. Lighter rain south almost to the Gulf. Heads up for strong to severe storms over Oklahoma tomorrow. And the next Pacific system starts to work inland with mountain snows and valley rains west of I-25 all the way to I-5 and wet for most of the immediate west coast. Plus, there's no extreme cold and it will be getting warmer later in the week. Your local forecast is coming up, and if you've got questions, email bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Deep, deep in the virus bailout bill is a provision that states that all American towns with a population over 342 must have a drive-thru brew. If needed, a library should be torn down and replaced with a drive-thru brew. The benefits are obvious. We now go to the drive-thru brew and listen to management gear up for a high-demand season. No one gets out of their car. Yet the drama unfolds.
Now, man, we have to be a model for all other drive-thru brews of these troubled times. Remember to wash after every entrance into our Canal of Happiness. Canal of Happiness. I thought this was a brew-thru garage. We have always been no-touch, germ-free. Can I ask one something? What is it, Jake? This whole my Sharona virus, does this make any sense at all? Let it wash over you.
Next time on Life at the Drive-Thru Brew.
I see millions of drive-thru brews wherever people want beer without thumbprints.
That's Life at the Drive-Thru Brew. Word Car speaking.
All right, Zach in Little Rock, Arkansas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Walt. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Well, I'm very excited to speak to you in Little Rock.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm equally as excited to speak to you. This is honestly something I never thought I would do. So I appreciate you taking my call.
Go ahead, Zach.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. My question is I am a small business owner and, you know, I have 4 to 5 guys that work for me. We're obviously very small, but my question is how long do you think that people will be okay with staying inside and quarantining and the stuff that's going on before they go, you know what, I'll take my chances with getting a virus. I need to support my family, and I've got to get out and go back to work, and how the government will adjust to that.
I'll answer your question, Zach. You run a retail business?
No, sir. I'm in the service industry. We do home maintenance and things of that nature. And so we're generally working inside someone's house. So we've been affected as far as people not wanting us to come in, which I understand. And so
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for the call, Zach. 888-688-WALT. Here's what I think. Zach said, how long do you think people are going to put up with this? I think much less time than is expected. I think pretty soon we're going to be tired of the week vacation and go, I got to get out of here. Malls have been shut. Major department stores have been shut. At some point, forget about going to work. At some point, people are going to go, I just need to get out. And they're not going to want to just walk every day because we hate that. And if you're in a city, okay, good for you. It's wonderful to take walks in a city. But, you know, you live in a suburb, you're in hell already. To be stuck in a house in hell is double hell. No man wants to live in the suburbs. No man has ever said, you know, let's move out of the warehouse district and move into the suburbs. No man has ever said that. Now you got guys sitting at home, miserable out of their mind, because men are men of action. Men are people of action. They don't like this. Tim in Pasadena, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Tim.
Oh, hi, Walt. How are you doing? What's your affiliate here where I'm picking you up in Pasadena?
Tim, there are scientific questions I can't answer.
Oh, okay. But anyway, my big thing I was thinking, why are they telling people you can't come in contact with body fluids, can't touch your nose, et cetera, et cetera? I just got over a cold 2 weeks ago, and I got to thinking, you know, I'm right at the end of it. I got a little bit of snot left over, but that is loaded with antibodies from the decreased and weakened virus. You want to come in contact with antibodies that are going to make your body stronger.
Do you have a theory about this? Do you have a theory about this virus?
Well, yeah. I don't know how it actually works, but I'm just thinking about viruses and antibodies. Just because somebody comes in contact with something doesn't necessarily mean they're going to catch it. If somebody has the weakened coronavirus, and they don't know they're passing it on, wouldn't it make sense to test everybody, take a database of the weakened virus that's helped by the antibodies, keep track of those, and maybe work on getting a vaccine from that, from the antibodies of the weakened virus?
Yes, and thank you for your call. In some bizarre way, Andrew Cuomo has said that. He says, I want everybody who's ever been maybe sick, possibly sick, tested so that we can get that database. By the way, you know, the weirdest thing is that all of a sudden Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, is a sex symbol. And, you know, and he also is supposed to be some sort of joker. Now he's funny.
As I mentioned, named it for my mother, Matilda, because I went through this with my own siblings. How do we help mom? Where do we bring mom? There was a difference of opinion. The best health professionals put together guidelines that can not only help senior citizens, but also their families who are trying to deal with this. I know it was helpful to my family. And the question among siblings, these laws and guidelines answered. I don't want to mention which sibling, but turns out that he was wrong.
He was wrong. Oh, what a joker you are, Andrew. 888-688-WALT. Let me tell you my theory. You ready for my theory? All right, hold this thought. Did you see the X-Files movie, the first X-Files movie? I'll reveal what that plot line was in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. You having fun? It's a good show. Did you call in yet? The number's 888-688-WALT. Oh, wait, what's that? What is that sound? What is that sound? Oh, all I have to do is look at an app on my phone and I'll find out what that sound is. That's because I have the Blink Home Security System. The Blink Home Security System is not some central office, tons of wires, foil on the window system. Nope, it's an app on my phone. And it connects over the internet to cameras that I have placed throughout my home. BLINK.com, Blink.com. This is a Amazon company. It works with Alexa. You can talk to Alexa and it will work with this system. It's pretty cool. The reason you want to get it is that you install it. It works over your internet to your smartphone. And on your smartphone, whenever anybody walks past one of these cameras, these are motion activated. You can see the raccoons in the backyard. You can see your kids coming home earlier from school than they told you they were coming home from school, if they ever go to school again. And that noise in the basement, what the heck is the noise in the basement? The cat is with me. What's making that noise? What's making that noise? All I have to do is look at my Blink Home Security app, and I see. And then if I get the X-T2 model, the cameras have speakers. And I can talk through the app, through my phone, and say, what are you doing there? Right to the guy in front of the camera, or the cat, or the kid. What are you doing there? What are you doing there? Isn't that worth it alone? Well, it must cost a lot. Nope. $79.99. That's right, $79.99. But you have to get the information right now. BlinkProtect.com. That's the website. B-L-I-N-K, BlinkProtect.com. BlinkProtect.com. Put my name in the promo code. And then I get credit for sharing this information with you, and my kids get to go to college. BlinkProtect.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
There's a great website just for your man. It's called ForHims, ForHims.com. The most important product at ForHims.com is they have medicine to make sure that your man can get an erection when he wants. ForHims.com. Try Hims today. By starting out with a free online visit, go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. Forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter.
Goals.
Institutional investors, and they want to get rid of paper money. Can't control it, but more importantly, at the moment, they can't print it enough. I was at a drive-thru this weekend. That's the only time I went out, and I'm like, I really want that food. Should I go through the drive-thru? And I was surprised, actually, that it was open. I went through the drive-thru. I took it. But then I'm looking at my credit card. I'm handing it to somebody. They have on the blue gloves, but those blue gloves have touched many, many other credit cards. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, either everybody has to be closed or everybody has to be open. It doesn't make sense to me. In my opinion, there's some other factor at work beyond people are getting sick. Now, it should be enough that if people are getting sick, things get closed, people scream and yell, we shut things down. That should be enough, except for one problem. 30,000 people in America have died of the flu this year, the normal flu, the normal flu. 200 people in New York City have malaria. I don't see this on ABC World News tonight. We're very official. Coronavirus. Well, wait a minute. What about the normal flu? You ever had the normal flu? I had the normal flu once when I was in my 20s, healthy as could be. It was a nightmare. It took 2 weeks for the symptoms to go away and about a month for the depression to go away. Oh, my God. It was horrible. It was horrible. That's not covered. I don't get it. there's something else going on. I wish we could find out what else is going on. And I do mean to be a conspiracy theorist, but I don't believe that it's our government, because our government is not sharp enough. That takes a lot of coordination. Have you been to the Department of Motor Vehicle? Have you seen the lines at the Department of Motor Vehicle? That's your government. Speaking of which, you're driving an 18-wheeler. I hear there's a lot of trouble. That you're having trouble getting bathrooms. You're having trouble getting food if you're driving an 18-wheeler. I'd like to hear about this. But what I mostly want to know, has any state closed the tolls? There is no, these are the most non-essential services. Tolls are the single most non-essential services. Why is that? Because the roads are paid for. There is no need for those tolls. Oh, but Walter, oh my gosh, but we have to repair the road. The percent of those tolls that go to repairing the road is like 2%. Oh, that's right. On some states, $20, $25, $30 million of toll money a year goes to public relations. Public relations. Does every road need a PR firm? The Jersey Turnpike, the Garden State Parkway, each take in about $1 billion. $1 billion. Pennsylvania Turnpike, over $1 billion. How about your toll road? Have you been to any toll road in America the past week where it's been closed? What faster way to spread germs than handing out those tickets, giving back those tickets, taking paper money, taking coins? It's a germ factory. The toll plazas are germ factories. Do you want to take those germs into your car? Really? Tell me one state that has had the common human decency to shut down those tolls. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I will give a plaque. I'll give a reward to the governor of the state that has closed the damn tolls. That is not essential. It defines not essential. It defines just sheer greed. Which state has shut the tolls? I have not seen anything in the hundreds of show prep sheets that I pour over before I get on the air, or in those official newspapers that I pour over before I get on the air, that says this state has closed their tolls. And they deserve to be congratulated for doing the right thing. I haven't heard the governors say we're shutting the tolls. I have not heard the president of the United States say they must shut the tolls. That is a germ factory. You're driving an 18-wheeler. You're spending $1,000 to go from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. That's how much it costs. And now you get to the end, you get some slob, you give some slob a ticket. No, I'm not saying they're all slobs. You give some slob a ticket, and he hands you the change, she hands you the change, and what have you just done? You've exchanged germs. You've exchanged germs from hundreds of other people. Where are the states that have the most cases? Washington and New York. Well, New York State has a robust toll program. Their tolls are, you know, very, very active. New York State is proud of its tolls and charges more for tolls than almost any place in the known world. I'd love to hear about a state that doesn't have tolls now, that have shut down their tolls. And I'd like to hear about anybody who's helping my 18-wheeler friends get by. Because we're on big 50,000-watt radio stations. I'm not on pretend little stations. I'm on big FM stations like KMBZ. I'm on KFBK in Sacramento. Real Talk 910 in San Francisco. Big radio stations. And I'm really happy about that. We have a great lineup. WPHT in Philadelphia. Therefore, you're listening and you're in the cab of your truck. Have they shut any tolls? I'd like to know. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Now, this phenomena of going to work is a new phenomena. In the about 1900, the biggest employer in the world was the Pennsylvania Railroad. People didn't go to work. Many people had work they did at home. They had piecework. It was called piecework. They'd get in fabrics to make a hat, and they'd have a sewing machine at home. and they do piecework. They lived on a farm. They worked on a farm. They owned a farm. The phenomena of going to a big skyscraper to go to work is new. That's new. Because until about 1857, there were no big skyscrapers. And the reason there were no big skyscrapers is there were no elevators that in most cities could go above the eighth floor. They couldn't go above the eighth floor because they were hydraulic elevators. They weren't lifted yet by electronics. They were hydraulic elevators. Water power pushed up those elevators. And it was the law of physics where the reservoir that that water was coming from came down the streams, down into the pipes, and pushed up as high as the elevation of the reservoir. I lived in one of the first buildings that had elevators, and it could only go up to the eighth floor. That's as high as any of the buildings in New York City could go up till about 1910, 1915. There were no skyscrapers. It gets better. When did there seem to be this great need to bring a lot of people together to have a business? It wasn't in the factories, wasn't on the farms. When did many thousands of people need to go to work? Go to work, commute to work. Advertising agencies, entertainment companies. When entertainment companies, television, radio, when guys like me started businesses, we had to go to work. Because we had to talk to each other in the same room. Ad agencies had to sit there and executives had to stare at each other in the same room. That's when it really happened. In the 40s and 50s, that's when it took off. That people went to work and caused a myriad of problems with commuting and air pollution and tolls. That's when it started. Before that, most people worked on a farm, worked in light industry, worked at home. This phenomena of going to work is new. And for women in America, it really didn't start en masse until 1975. And that wasn't a social movement. That was the result of the wage price freezes. And all of a sudden, one earner could not support a household. It was shocking. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you anything was better before mom went to work. It was just different. And now people are like, here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen when the lights go on all over the world. What's going to happen is people are going to go, wait a minute. I didn't need that hour and a half commute. I did not need to go to work. I was able to teleconference. I was able to do things on the phone. I was able to write on my computer. 90% of the things I needed to do, I didn't need to go anywhere for. And that's what people are going to say when this is over. They're going to, wait a minute. We were conned. This was a total con job. We didn't need to do it. I want to see your Sterling snap. Send it to me now. Whatever you're looking at, take a picture of it and send it to waltermsterling@gmail. waltermsterling@gmail. I gather them up. I put them on my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling, around Wednesday when I get around to it. Then we can all share this in crazy common experience. Well, this is a fantastic show. Who am I clapping for? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not that conceited. WalterMSterling@gmail. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Question this week from St. Louis about the parade of storms crossing the country, and that's very typical for spring as the sun migrates farther and farther northward, challenging the colder air, and that's creating a regular march of storms. Though this year was not as cold, so this year the threat of severe weather seems to be somewhat limited, except for the Mid-South on Tuesday. The next in our parade will have plenty of volatility to generate strong to severe thunderstorms from northern Mississippi across Muscle Shoals into Tennessee. From Memphis all the way to the Cumberland Plateau. That includes Nashville, a real area of concern for Tuesday. And the next storm in the parade starts to hammer the Northwest down to California on Tuesday as well. Wednesday, our storm in the middle of the country pushes east and starts to weaken, followed by a new clipper system for the upper Midwest moving in Thursday through the Great Lakes, while our West Coast system, that finally starts to eject into the Intermountain West down the Front Range Friday onto the plains. Again, mountain snows and valley rains, and it's all rain from Arkansas up to Minnesota. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
The also to Purell and Mr. Amazon and Mr. eBay, if you continue the price gouging, we will introduce our product, which is superior to your product.
I thought he was kidding. But in fact, the state of New York is manufacturing its own hand sanitizers, which, quote, has a higher percentage of alcohol than the ones available on the market.
The also to Purell and Mr. Amazon and Mr. eBay, if you continue the price gouging, we will introduce our product, which is superior to your product.
Yes, indeed. Competing with the state governments for Purell. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You know what, guys? I can't make the screen come up again. Throw me a name. Give me a name. Shirley. Shirley.
Bofurley.
Hi. Shirley, Bofurley. Banana Fana for Furley. Fee, Fi, Fo, Merley. Shirley.
I remember that. You have the greatest show.
Thank you, Shirley.
Okay. Anyway, listen, and I love your voice.
Thank you, Shirley.
And so listen, about the turnpike in Pennsylvania, they just announced today that they won't be taking any dirty, germy money on the turnpike. They will bill you. They will take a picture of your tag and bill you unless you have Easy Pass. If you have Easy Pass, okay. But no dirty money. They'll send you a bill.
It's another way to get rid of paper money.
Now,
in Australia, it's been about 20 years now that they've just taken the picture of the license plate, or they've had Easy Pass tags. They have not had physical toll booths in Australia for at least 20 years. And I view this as two things. One, gee, Easy Pass, I've always hated Easy Pass because they know where I am. And two,
I know, you're right.
You know, it's creepy. And number two, I'm sorry that my cash is an inconvenience. Do you know, I actually had a scumbucket toll taker. I handed her a crumpled bill.
Yeah.
And she handed it back to me and said, uncrumple it.
Stop it.
No, it's true. And it happened twice.
Stop it.
Once at the Holland Tunnel and once on, like, the Ohio Turnpike.
That takes the cake. I mean, that is, I can't take it. But wait, before you hang up, I know you're going to have to hang up. Listen, I need to talk about Dom Giordano. I know you were making a joke about him, right?
I love Dom Giordano.
I love the ground he walks on almost as much as you.
All right, now listen, but here's why I said what I said. It's because
you're funny.
No, I'm not funny. Ask my wife if she thinks I'm funny. It's because this is a national show.
Uh-huh.
I'm heard in California, in Chicago. I'm heard across the country on 100-plus radio stations. And therefore,
right.
Most people don't know who Dom is, even though they should. Therefore, I made a cartoon out of him.
Right, you did. And I knew it was, and I was thinking, I'm like, gosh. And then when you started talking about the money on the turnpike, because I saw him in an event about a couple months ago, and he was so great. And I took a picture with him. He's just so great.
Send me that picture.
Really? How do I send it to you?
You send it by email from your smartphone. You send it to WalterMSterling@gmail.com.
Okay, I heard you saying at Gmail.
Yeah, WalterMSterling@gmail.com.
Walter. Okay, listen, you got it.
Now would you like to guess the mystery voice for a chance to win a prize announcement?
Oh, sure, I'll guess it.
So what were you talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
Who do you think that is?
Shelley Long.
No, that's a good guess. But no, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. At 888-688-WALT, you and I are midnight misfits. We don't belong. Nobody wants us. We want each other. But let me tell you, every major invention, every innovation, every disruptive behavior, attention MBAs, every disruptive behavior is caused by people who don't fit in. Because if you fit in, you have no reason to disrupt. You have no reason to try anything new. You walk into a situation, you feel fine. But the fact is that you and I don't feel fine. We're always uneasy. Every social situation makes us feel uneasy. And the only way we can feel comfortable is if we walk into a situation and cause trouble. We bring in a new idea. We make loud noises. We put the figurative lampshade on our heads or the actual lampshade on our head. Or we say something crazy like, you know what? I don't use detergent in my clothes. Now I'm doing my national radio show from my laundry room. If I say crazy stuff about laundry, well, that's disruptive. I believe in using bleach for everything. Did you hear me? I believe in using bleach for everything. Nothing makes my wife crazier than that. Nothing. I have to mention this. I'm so proud of her. My 17-year-old daughter got into five out of the six colleges she applied to. And my daughter started out in life with a learning challenge. Had trouble learning to read. Couldn't read until third grade. Couldn't read until the principal of her public elementary school in New York City took her by the ear and said, we're going to learn to read. And gently and sweetly connected her with the right teacher. And she learned to get to grade level by the end of third grade. It was a miracle. And she worked her butt off to make that happen. She was so proud of that. And we're proud of you, Dorothy. We are proud of you, Dorothy. 17 years old, 5 into 6 of the colleges she applied to. And we're not talking like, you know, none of these have the word community in them. I would tell you what they were, but you'd think I'm overdoing the bragging. What do we have to do now? Let's do this.
I'm a radio company market manager. I get to control the barter for all the restaurants in a 10-block area. I used to work in the hardware department. A media big shot saw me in the screw department and said I was qualified to work in media. Now, you want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our schedule? Well, only one thing matters. Who else is airing Sterling on Sunday?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Bill White at KFBK Sacramento.
All right, 888-688-WALT. Would you whisper another name into my ear? Avi, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-WALT. Hello.
Hi, I was just driving through the toll as you were talking about the tolls.
Where?
I can't speak for the rest of the state. Going
where?
From Langhorne to Horsham.
And so you're in Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania. So like Neshaminy Mall, Northeast Philadelphia, going like across the state into Horsham, Ambler. And for at least since Wednesday or Thursday, they've had these signs up just saying, keep moving, that they're going to bill you.
They're going to send you a bill, going to take a picture of your driver's of your license plate and send you a bill.
Yep.
Those are crooks, you know. Those are crooks.
Well, they're not saying we're going to stop taking your money. They're just saying we're not going to stop you to take it.
Well,
which would be
shocking.
Nice. Everybody that'll work, it would be nice.
Yeah, shocking and disgusting. But those are not cheap tolls. In the East Coast, as opposed to in California, those are not cheap tolls. And it's disgusting and appalling. Would you like to guess the mystery voice? And then you might win a prize announcement.
Oh, let's see. I'm tired. I just came home from a hospital. I'll try.
So what were you talking about? Dating. Oh, it sucks so much. I mean, I'm just like, I'm so sick of all the head games.
Who do you think that is?
I don't even have a guess. It sounds like I have no idea. No clue.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Now, many radio stations, especially spoken word stations, right now are running best ofs because hosts are correctly staying at home. But I'm here in my laundry room. And what that means to you, Mr. Radio Management, is that I can do your station local live from my laundry room. I have QGo Live, the software. I have a Comrex brick, the hardware. I can do anything that's necessary. That's correct. And now if you're sitting there going, gee, we hate running all these best ofs, excuse is gone. There's no excuse to not do it. Now listen to my voice. That sounds good. Sounds like a professional voice. Have I said anything that causes you any concern besides the fact that this is cotton candy? No. Therefore, this is better than the Gold Show. It's better than the Annuities and You Show. It's better than Best of the Morning Man. No, there's no such thing on a talk station as a Best of show. It's all stale fish. This is Sterling on Sunday. Welcome, my midnight misfits. Look at what time it is. How long have you been stuck in the house? How long have you been sitting on that knee that hurts, the ankle that hurts, the thumbs that annoy you when you use your laptop? You don't need that pain. There's no reason to have that pain. You can get rid of it with CBD products. CBD products. CBD products are made from the hemp plant. They take out a specific ingredient from the marijuana plant, filter it, make it pure, and you can use it to remove pain. Who are these people? CBDistillery.com. 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 Go there. You will be stunned at the range of products made from the hemp plant. Oils, salves, creams, a stick. You just rub it wherever you have pain, and in my case, the pain went away instantly. I started using CBD products from CBDistillery.com before they were an advertiser. Before they were an advertiser, I started using these products, and they work. And I said to the sales department, you got to get these people to be advertisers on Sterling on Sunday so that I can, one, get credit for it, and two, share about it every week. What a privilege it is for me to share about CB Distillery products every week. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Go to the site, put in the promo code Walter. They will send you products made from the hemp plant, whatever ones you want, in whatever dosage you want. It's not just one product. It's a wide array of stunning, well-made products. You put it on your pain. In my case, the pain went away instantly. So instantly go to CBDistillery.com. Promo code Walter. Joe, listening to Sterling on Sunday, welcome to the Giant Network Radio Show. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Walt. Hello. Thank you.
Thank you.
For taking my call. I had called once before, and I was fascinated by the fact that you actually do your show from a laundry room.
Actually, yes.
And I talked to your call screener, and I couldn't believe it. So I heard your story about your daughter, and congratulations, 5 out of 7 colleges. That's a great deal.
If you go to Walter M. Sterling on Facebook, you will see a picture of the laundry room with me in it. I put one up this week.
Really?
Yeah, it's shocking.
I think that's so cool. I do kind of like a play DJ thing with my, computer, whatever. But I think that's great. Good for you. Good for you.
Everybody's very embarrassed about your play, by the way. Your friends are embarrassed about your play.
But thank you. As far as your daughter goes, I think that's a testament to you and your wife for how far she has come in life, and I think that's great. I really do.
Susan Felder was the name of her principal in her public school, and the minute she saw that she was challenged, this is a principal who's obsessed on a mission from God to make sure that every kid could read. That is this principal's mission. And one of the fascinating things about the New York City public schools that I came to learn quickly was that each school is very much run by its principal. There's very little central control. The principal is in charge. And Susan Felder grabbed my daughter and made it her mission to get her to grade level. So from the beginning of third grade to the end of third grade, she got to grade level. My Dorothy got to grade level. Now, the other part of this story is that it was my daughter's drive to get into those colleges. It wasn't like, you know, Daddy, the big talk show host, wrote 100 letters or got his powerful friends to write letters. I didn't. She was like, we have these deadlines. We have to get these forms in now. You're losers. Help me. And she was very much in charge. So that's part of the pride there. It isn't just her grades, which are, you know, she's a good, solid B-plus student. That's what she is. It was drive to get it in.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
She's going to be successful whenever she does in this life. Just by taking the initiative to do what she's doing. And, again, credit goes to you and your bride, as far as, I guess, pointing her in the right direction. That's very important as far as kids go.
Yeah, I thank you very much for the call. I don't think my bride did much, but what she did do was she always said, our kids know they're loved, and she did that. She did that. Our kids know that they are loved because of the life that my wife leads and the things that she shows them. Do we have another call, producer? Do we have another call? Jen, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Jen.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Hey. Is that your catchphrase? Hey, hey.
I guess so. Okay. I mean, I just got off of work, so I kind of feel kind of tired. So I don't know what to say except for hey and phases of repeating three times, so hey.
What work do you do?
Well, I am a delivery driver for a pizza company, and, you know, I was hearing on the radio, you know, it's really late at night, I'm still out delivering, and we don't close until about 1. Nobody's on the road.
Nobody.
So what do you think, what is your perspective on everybody, all of these chain of restaurants going under and laying off all these people, but yet there's a food industry that still delivers, and I'm still working along with 15 other people in this one vicinity, and we're serving food to these people, and I'm just like, okay, you know, talking about these contracts, these $1 trillion, you know, investments of giving funding people for their lost wages or whatnot. What's going to happen when our hours get cut? You know, I'm still working, but curfew's coming up. They're locking everything down. They're not making anything accessible for anybody to go out and do anything. And there just comes a certainty of when all of that is going to expire. And I just
are you nervous about that?
Honestly, I'm really taking it with a grain of salt. I'm 32 years old and I've dealt with a lot of stuff, 9/11, you know, SARS, you know, the whole shebang. But here's what I have to make an opinion about. We can all do things in every way we know how, but you can't predict what is unpredicted. You know, all of these things that are statistics about who's died and how many cases you have all over the U.S., that's irrelevant. You need to, and just like how you said, you need to spend more money on all these tests, just like Korea did and everything else, but we don't have that type of emergency training personnel, and we don't have the skill set of tending all of this money to get what we need in order for everybody to be safe. So I just want to know what your opinion is everything being – go ahead.
Thank you for your call. Now, first of all, about you being a delivery person – extra cheese with sausage. That's the first answer. Secondly, the delivery service industry is going to boom. It's going to be huge because if lockdown continues, the value of a delivery person will never be greater. Remember that the greatest gift you can receive is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.